It's intercepted. Picked up by Alex Molden.
Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Molden. I'm a former NFL player of 8 years, author, speaker, and personal development coach. Whether you're seeking training, nutrition, mindset, leadership, or recruiting tips, you've come to the right place. Our goal is to help you navigate the recruiting process and stay proactive. Let's get you going. Hi, this is Alex Molden once again coming at you. We are so excited because with this podcast, we've created something that can help athletes and parents of athletes in this whole recruiting process, right? If you are a middle schooler or a high schooler and you're trying to do things and kind of create a framework, well, this is the place you need to be because we have the framework for you. Everything from training, from nutrition, NIL, mindset, leadership, all these things are topics that we dive down deep in on this podcast. And so I just want to let you guys know about that, exactly who this podcast is for. And it's not for everyone. And that's cool, right? Also want to let you know to take advantage of our scholarship athlete quiz that's on our website, scholarshipathleteacademy.com. Go on there, click on the quiz, takes about 3 minutes, and it helps you know exactly where you are in the recruiting process and some of the maybe loops or the holes in your recruiting that you might need help getting filled. Okay. So take the quiz, let you know exactly where you are. And, you know, from there you can take the information and get better, or you can, you know, use our services. Anyway, I wanted to come to you guys and talk about something that has helped me out tremendously in my football career, but also because it's such a great framework. I use it anywhere, everywhere. I mean, it's something outside of my faith that I take wherever I go, and it makes me feel confident. It makes me know, like, no matter what environment, if I follow this framework, you know, I'm going to have success. Okay. And I want to tell you a little story. And then from there, I want to, you know, bring it out into what a conversation I have with our 15-year-old son that's going to these, you know, this big shindig in terms of like college coaches and then other, you know, 4 and 5 star athletes that are going to be at. And so when I say these three things to him, he understands it. Oh, that's right. I can lean on this. I'm tripping. What am I doing? Right. And so my second year in the NFL, you know, I'm a starter now, and I have this new coach, and this new coach, his name is Willie Shaw. And I'm excited because this guy is a guru when it comes to defensive backs. Like, he's coached many defensive backs that have gone on and, you know, made it to the Pro Bowl and had these huge contracts. I shouldn't say huge. In today's day, they are huge, but back then they were big, right? And so I want to be, you know, his protege. I want to be, you know, his instrument, right? And so everything he said was just gold. But this first day, man, he said barely 5 words to me, you know, during this practice. It was during mini camp. And so, but after the practice, he called me over and I went to him and I was like, man, I was like, yes, he's going to tell me how good I am and, you know, the vision he has for me and all this good stuff. And he didn't. He said, Alex, you want to play a long time in this league? I said, yeah, absolutely. He said, well, you got to understand and master these three things. These three things are going to set you up for success. And I was like, man, he's about to give me these three principles, these three cool things. And he said, alignment, assignment, and adjustment. And I was like, what? What are you talking? What? I don't sound like what? And so, but when he broke it down, it made perfect sense. He said, Alex, you have to know your assignment. You need to know it inside and out. And that means the playbook. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. All right. I know the playbook. And, you know, NFL playbook is about 2 inches thick. Okay. And so I was like, oh man. Okay. And then he said, you know what? No, you need to go above that. It can't just be you knowing your job. You need to know everybody's job. You know, everybody's what the responsibilities are. So then they can hold you accountable and you can hold them accountable. Now that hit me. And it was the first time I ever heard of that. And so, and then the next thing he said, alignment. He said, Alex, you didn't know your alignment half the job, half the time. I watched you. He said, you would miss the line 50% of the time. That means you're giving an advantage to your opponent before the ball is even snapped. You're supposed to line 5 yards on some plays, and you were at 6. You're supposed to be inside leverage on some of the snaps, and you was outside leverage. You're supposed to be at 8 yards, you're at 7. All these things are not just, we don't just put it out there and it feels like it's the right thing. No, we put these out there for you, these different guardrails, right? To help you be better and put you in at an advantage. Well, I never heard it like that. Everything for me was just off of feel. And then the last thing he said was adjustment. You need to be ready for adjustments. He said, you wasn't ready. When a guy went in motion, it was like he was doing trigonometry. And I was like, oh man, yeah, you need to be ready for that. What if they go in motion? What if they shift? What if they call an audible? You need to have a backup plan. And so I started to master those three things. And, you know, whatever team I ever went to, that's what the three things that I focused on. Do I know my assignment and assignment of my peers who are on the field? Am I aligned correctly? And then am I ready for all the adjustments that can come? And so no matter what team I went to, no matter, you know, if I had, you know, this first round draft pick pushing me, you know, I always leaned on those three things and that's helped me out tremendously. So much in the fact that I use that, like I said, in everyday life, right? In everyday life, I use those three principles. And so, and because it's such a strong framework, right? And so when my son, you know, we're going to this big, I want to say tournament, but it's a showcase event. And, you know, like I said, there's going to be some studs there. And he's a little nervous, of course. He's 15, right? He's going to be a sophomore. And, you know, he gets nervous. And I was like, hey, man, look, I get it. But guess what? They're going to be nervous too. They're going to be some nervous cats there too. Understand that. And then lean on your framework that I've given you. Know your assignment. No matter what the coverage is, no matter one-on-one, your assignment is to stop them from catching the ball. And then, you know, you can make a big play by intercepting the ball. Know your assignment. What coverage are you in? Do you have help? Right? All these different things you can be able to use. Right? And then alignment. Make sure you align correctly. When they line up, make sure you are exactly where you're supposed to be. You know, use the sideline. Where's the quarterback? All these different things. You can adjust how you align. Make sure you align correctly. Okay. And then the third thing is the adjustments. Is be ready for an adjustment. You know, you can be going to do some against some guys who are your same size, maybe quicker. You might be going against the guys that are taller, bigger. You need to adjust your techniques. So that's why having different techniques or tools in your bag is helpful, because you can be able to pull those out and use them, you know, depending on who you're going to be facing. Okay, so that's what I told him, and it's some free game for you. Okay, when you can understand those three things, they can give you a sense of confidence, and you can lean on that, right, to help you through some, you know, tough times outside of your faith. Right, your faith, you know, I think that's foundational. All right, when things where it doesn't matter in the environment, you can always lean on that to help get you through things. Well, I think this is a strong second, okay? assignment, alignment, and adjustment. Hopefully this helps you. If it does, man, leave a comment. Okay. I love when people leave comments. You can leave it in the app, whatever app you're listening this to, you know, leave us a rating as well. 5 stars are cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hate on you if you give us 5 stars. 4 stars is cool also. But make sure you leave us a rating. It helps us out. And then share with other people who you think might benefit from listening to this podcast. All right. Okay. You guys have a magnificent week and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. If you got value out of this episode or these episodes, I want you to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I want you to follow us, follow the show. Okay. Follow the show. That's number one. Number two, leave a review. Okay. 5 stars are dope. I'll take 4. Okay. But 5 stars are dope. And what that does is it gets more impactful guests to be on the show, to be able to give you guys information. Okay. And then the third thing I would love for you to be able to do is share this show. Share this show to individuals who are going through the recruiting process or just starting and might be stuck. Okay. These interviews, whether it's solo episodes or when I have guests on there, they're very powerful because they can change the trajectory of a child's scholarship journey. Okay? So if you do those 3 things, I would greatly be appreciated. Okay, I'll see you guys next week.